Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
You know, they got the USSSA softball tournaments going on right now.
Yep.
And we got to shout out the 18U East Coast Titans. They finished pool play yesterday, and they were 3-0-1, and they were seeded fifth going into donor elimination, and that began yesterday. So good luck to them.
Great job.
You know, local team, 18U East Coast Titans. So there you go. And then all the softball girls, welcome to the beach.
They're doing great.
Yeah. I mean, they got games going on everywhere.
I think Delaware's still in it.
Are they?
Yes.
Okay. Well, shout out to Delaware.
They're doing great.
Shout out to them. If you want to check in, you want to give us some updates, we need somebody to give us some updates. 302-858-5117. So very cool. We're talking about HOAs. We're getting a lot of text in for question of the day.
Every single day. My morning show rocks.
Thank you for listening on the Power app, the TuneIn app, the Odyssey app, Alexa, and at power1017.com.
Yeah, so for question of the day, we're just going to keep this going because we're getting a lot of text messages in. A little bit earlier, we went over a post that somebody wrote, and it said, HOA gone wild. It says, maybe someone can help me out here. I was on our HOA board for 5 years, Homeowners Association, by the way. Mm-hmm. My goals were to keep the neighborhood functioning, fix the pool, make sure the irrigation system was good, fix the clubhouse, etc. And number two, leave people alone.
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, we have HOA board now, and they seem to be wired a little bit different.
Oh, boy.
Okay, they hired a new, more expensive company that the new president of the board is friends with. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Let the neighborhood fall into despair.
Oh, no.
Whatever that means. They cut back the pool. Why do people cut back on pool hours? Why? I've never understood that.
Oh, gosh.
Build a pool, but let's cut the hours. Build a pool. Let's open the pool, but you can't go. I never understood that. The pool should be open all the time. It's so annoying. Cut back on pool hours and start fining people for petty things and a $250 fine for being in the pool after 8:30. So help me out.
After 8:30.
Who wants to be this person? What is the fun of telling people what to do and harassing people? Right. I'm not a confrontational person. I would hate being that person. What's the joy of being an a-hole? Now, we're trying to get the majority of the old board members to run for the board again and get the neighborhood back to a laid-back community again. We consider lawyering up, but, you know, it's all about money.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's expensive.
The plan is to just vote them out and get back to normal again. What a nightmare. Has anybody else been through this? And, you know, Jess, you've gotten into real estate. We talked a little bit about that. And, you know, you've heard tons of stories from Chadwick over the years. And now, you know, your experience
and
a lot of it.
And he's been through it all. Yeah.
Well, let's see. 859. Let's see. I'm sorry. 858 checking in. I work in construction, and I work in communities where you had to get the HOA approval to change the color of your front door. I have heard that.
Yeah, that's true.
Change the color of your front door. Mm-hmm. That's pretty wild.
Or if you're going to put a fence up, everything.
I mean, that kind of stuff. Like, okay.
Yep.
I would even take into, like I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Building a new shed or a building and, you know, or, you know, different things. But not being able to have, like, commercial vehicles not allowed. Like, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Like, I understand soliciting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, someone can't come in, like a salesperson, or someone can't come in and solicit. Yeah. I get that. But if that's your job, not, okay, let's just say there's 100 houses in the development.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 100 people aren't going to have a commercial vehicle.
Right. I know.
That's like the whole point is to not like crowd it with commercial vehicles. That's the point of the rule. Okay, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Out of 100 houses, 100 houses aren't going to have a commercial
vehicle.
How
many will have that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe 15 will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That don't bother me.
Yeah.
What difference? That's your job. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, I get it.
But not be, but as strict as your neighborhood was saying. Like, you pulled up and a Karen's already outside her door.
Mm-hmm.
That is insane to me. That is insane. Let's see. 603 texting in. My parents' HOA had people walk the neighborhood every day to check yards.
See?
What?
See?
What?
Yeah. Maintaining like the common areas with the pools, the parks, clubhouse. I mean, they make sure things stay uniform. It looks the same. Very clean.
I want that in a neighborhood. But sometimes
a broken down car. We had an issue with a broken down car.
Okay.
They put it right up on the page first. It's like a page where, you know, they visit. They put things up there and people visit it frequently.
What do you mean? You had a broken down car?
No.
Somebody else did.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it up on the page. What? Mm-hmm. Like.
Down car. That was like your first warning. Like, get it out of here.
So that's it's a shame page?
Pretty much.
They do it to shame you.
Pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Even if your license plate was expired, there was one car who backed into the spot.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No. Move it out of that spot. It was like in the overflow parking.
That's insane.
Nope. I'm trying to think what else. Trash removal, broken down cars, the color of the door, like you mentioned. If you're going to put a fence up or a shed, you know, you do have to get approval. Okay, so Chadwick got a deck put on.
Yeah.
Well, his is black.
Okay.
And all the other ones are white.
Oh.
So that's a thing.
So what happened?
That's a thing. Nothing right now.
So something, you think something will?
I don't know.
Is there a rule, though, that says you can't
I think there is.
But didn't he have to get, approval for the deck, though, right?
Well. I don't know, Bill.
All right.
I don't know.
All right.
All I'm saying is that's a thing.
Let's see, 864 checking in. We recently just moved into a new neighborhood. The neighborhood is new construction. We recently formed a pool committee.
Okay.
To go over the initial template rules that were provided by the property management company. The pool committee decided to change the hour from the pool closing at 8 o'clock, as it's not even dark at 8 o'clock in the summertime, until 10 o'clock. Thank you.
Oh, till 10.
Yeah, that's
wow.
Well, that's not like that. Okay. That
I mean, ours is 9 and we've never had a problem.
But you're saying, oh wow. It shouldn't be an oh wow.
I don't think I've ever that been should someplace be, where it's 10.
That should be a norm. To me, that should be a norm. You go to a hotel, they're open till 10.
I mean, it wouldn't be a big deal if it was 9, which is what I have right now.
Okay, well, 9 or 10, same thing, whatever. 10 o'clock.
So they changed perfect. It to 10 o'clock.
Upon review of the board, that was denied. Why? Because they...
All right.
Hold on a minute. This is my question. Because I get like kind of like irritated with the whole pool thing.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to change it. You formed a committee. You want to change it. Until 10.
Yes.
It was denied by people who probably don't even go to the pool.
Mm-hmm.
I will say less.
What's the reason why they denied it? Can you tell us that?
So now they've decided to close the pool at 7.
No.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
What sense does that make? It's not even dark until 8:30 or 9.
7?
I hate the HOA.
7? No. Why just not leave it? Just stay at 8 then.
Because they want to be the dictator.
No, that's horrible.
Yeah, that's what horrible. I'm saying. I never understood.
Our property management has it at 9 o'clock. And I do know that they have somebody come out and check the pools. And they, you know, do the chemicals and everything. And they close the umbrellas and all the things.
Right.
So for me, 10 o'clock, I'd be like, all right, I get it. 9, I'm good with.
Let's see here. Even if you fart, you got to get approval.
No, stop.
Even if you
stop
fart.
Stop it.
Sorry, you didn't get approved for that.
That's terrible. They change it to 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. But they don't even go to the pool. That's the part. That's the part.
Wow.
The people who make the decisions don't even have nothing to do with it.
Mm-mm-mm.
HOA's gone wild. Let's go. We want to hear those stories, guys. That's the question of the day. 302-858-5117.